Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. You know, fishing is a fun and affordable way to spend time with family and friends before the summer ends. Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples here to share some tips for a successful fishing trip.
Tony, I don't care how long it's been since you've been fishing. Most people can remember that feel of exhilaration when there's that tug on the end of your line. Fortunately, Texas is home to some of the best fresh and saltwater fishing in the nation. You can fish at state parks without a license. That's in addition to the 60-plus artificial reefs that provide some excellent saltwater fishing. If you decide to fish outside of one of our state parks, though, you'll need to make certain you have the appropriate license before heading out.
So where can we find out about fishing spots?
The Texas Parks and Wildlife website has a Lake Finder tool and information about local fishing spots and events. It is a terrific resource to plan your next fishing adventure and to get on the right path to catching some largemouth bass or catfish.
What should you be worried about fish and shellfish?
Well, most places in Texas are safe to fish, and most of the time your catch can be your dinner. But you should always be aware if a ban or advisory has been issued for a specific area or the possibility of contaminants. Don't eat fish and shellfish you catch in an area where there's a ban. But for a parent, I want to just get you to think about this. There's nothing better than spending time with your children. You can teach them many things in life they need to know. You can do that while having a terrific time fishing in a state park and enjoying being with your family.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.